Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Pratham Skanda, First Canto, Chapter 9. The passing away of Bhishmadev in the presence of Krishna. Sutu vacha itibita prajadrohat sarvadharma vivitsaya tato vinashanam pragad yatcha deva vrato patat. Sutta Goswami said, being afraid for having killed so many subjects of his King Yudhisthira, being killed on the battlefield, King Yudhisthira went to the scene of the massacre. There, lying on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, on a bed of arrows, was Bhishmadev about to pass away. So this is the setting. Bhishmadev is passing away. We're all doing that also. We're all lying on a bed of arrows. Bhishmadev, he speaks in this chapter. And he's saying in this verse, and I believe it's Bhishmadev. Yes. This is chapter 9, first canto, text 22. Tatap ye kanta bhakti Teshu pasya bhupano kampitam yanme shums tyajata sakshat Krishna darshanam agata. Krishna darshanam agatam. Swagatam Krishnam. Swagatam Krishnam. Swagatam Krishnam. Swagatam Krishnam. Swagatam Krishnam, Swagatam Krishnam, Swagatam Krishnam, Swagatam Krishnam, Agata, Agata, come, please. Swagatam means come. Krishna, Swagatam, Krishna has come. When the Bhagavatam comes into our life, Krishna comes into our life. The Bhagavatam is Krishna's Prem Sarup and the Prem Sarup of his Shakti. Bhagavati Radha, Bhagavan Krishna. Prem Sarup of Radha, Brahmargit. Prem Sarup of Krishna, 10th Canto. Rasalila, Panchapran. Bhishma says, Krishna is equal to everyone. But he has graciously come before me while I'm ending my life, lying in this bed of arrows, about to pass from this mortal coil. For I am Krishna's unflinching servitor. Krishna darshanam agata. He has come at the end to give darshan. This often happens. Tyajata Sakshat. Sakshat Krishna. Sakshat Krishna Darshanam. Agata. If better late than never, they say. Better late than never. Many devotees, my God brothers and God sisters, when passing from this world, they had darshan of Krishna. He has come! He has come! Who has come? Who has come? Oh, Krishna Dasi, who has come? It's Krishna, Krishna. You can see Krishna's here. Smiling, smiling. Ha, Krishna. Dying. At the time of death. Grihastha devotees, not GBC, that. Anybody. Krishna coming. Here he's saying, I am ending my life. Sakshat Krishna says, Tyajat. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam. What is Krishna saying in Gita? 8th chapter, death, dying death chapter. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyachit yante kalevaram. Same verse, same word, tyachit kalevaram. Ante kalevaram. Ante end kalevaram body deha. Tyachit. At the end. Goodbye, body. No more body. Bye-bye. We say bye-bye. And everyone says bye-bye. But what should we do? Yam yam bhakti smaran bhavam. So he says, Bhishma is saying, tyajit. Tyajit. What happens? What happened when I did tyajita? Tyajita agata. Tyajita agata. Tyajita agata. I gave up my, I was giving up, and he was coming. Success. Was it a spurti? Was it a vision? Was it an imagination? Oh, I think I'm seeing God. No. Tyajat agata. Swagatam Krishna. Swagatam. Swagatam. Coming to me. Swagatam Krishna. Tyajata Krishna darshanam agata. This is Bhishma's realization. He's teaching. He's Mahajan. Vaishnav Mahajan. Bhakti Mahajan. Teaching Bhakti. Have faith, my dear devotee. Have confidence. What is faith? Vishwas means confidence. Vishwas means love. Vishwas means trust. Love and confidence. Trust and confidence. This is Vishwas. Faith. It happened. Oh, Krishna is kind. He's equal to everyone. But for me, he came as and gave darshan at death. Krishna is kind to all human beings. He's equal. Samoham sarvabhuteshu. Na me dvesho stiya priya. I am equal. I am beer. I'm priya. I'm equal to everyone. You do this, you get that. But for everyone, mrityu sarva harascham. I'm equal during your life. Whatever you do nice, I give you nice. You want this, you get that. This, that. Materialist. You follow Varna Dharma, you get all so many rewards I give. You may not be my bhakta, but I'm equal to you. It doesn't matter. You're a thief, you want to steal, I'll give you knowledge. I'm equal to you. Here, steal like this. Samoham sarvabhuteshu na me dvesho stiya priya. And I will come. You will see me at death. What will you see? Mrityu sarva harascham. I will come as death. Death is God. So most people, they see God as death. Yes? Yes? Who is death? Yamaraj. You know, he's the lord of death. Is it right? Yes. And who are his representatives? The Yamadutas. So, who does everyone see at death? The Yamadutas. Who did Bhishma see at death? Krishna. Was it a spurti? Was it? Yes, thank you. Tyajata agata. Everyone else is Tyajata sakshad Yamaduta agata. Tyajata sakshat yamaduta agata. When they give up their mortal frame and die, leave this body, the Atma leaves this body, then they have darshan, sakshat darshan of Bhishma Pitamaha, Bhishma Shiksha, Bhishma Vigyan. Saw it. Seeing is believing. So why is he telling us this in Bhagavatam? To increase our vishwas. I want to see God, I want to see God, I'm not seeing God. All this bhakti is crap, forget it. I chanted for 2 years, I didn't see God. And I say, you saw God. How? What do you mean I saw God? Otherwise you couldn't chant for 2 days. You chant for 1 hour, this is crap, no more. You chant for 2 days means you see God for 2 days. You chant for 2 years, it means you're seeing God for 2 years. It's seeing God that's keeping you chanting. It's seeing God that's keeping you a devotee. What does it mean to see God? This eyeball sees God? The eyeball sees nothing. The mind is the seer, not the eyeball. Perception is in the mind, not the eyeball. When you dream, do you see? Go like this, yes. When you dream, do you eat? Yes. Do you smell? Yes. Do you hear? Yes. Do you walk? Yes. Everything you do in a dream. And your senses are sleeping. Your eyeball is closed. No light is entering your eyeball. So there's no perception, no vision. So who is the seer?
Mind.
Who is the smeller?
Mind.
Go to, when you sleep, not tonight. But tomorrow, big time. Then you'll see so many things in your mind. And you'll eat so many things in your mind, although you're fasting. And you'll do so many things. So this is logic, this is reason, this is fact. So let's get back to the point, because we speak logically. We are not so stupid. The question, you know, I want to see God. I say you're seeing God. I want to see God. Your eye, you don't see with the eye. First we have to establish. You say, I want to see God. I accept that. Now let's define the points of your discussion. What does it mean to see?
With the eyeball.
You're a fool. Get lost. I won't speak to you. I just proved by what I just said that the eyeball is not seeing. Now what? Where does your argument go from here? You can't see God with your eyeball because the eyeball doesn't see. Then how will you see God? Molo? I'm asking a question. In the mind. You'll see God in the mind. I just explained how the mind sees. Yes? The eyeball doesn't see. Yes? So if the eyeball doesn't see, what sees? The mind. You say you want to see God. Yes? But I say you can't see with the eyeball. So then if you're intelligent, you'll say, well, then how can I see? Then what will I say? You'll see in the mind. Therefore, if you're chanting Hare Krishna mantra for 2 days, you're experiencing and seeing God in your mind. First of all, the mind is a seer. Vispurti, vispurti. They come when the heart is contacted, Vishuddha Sattva. These are mental experiences of God. You really see God and you see Leela. It seems so real, you can reach out and touch it. And you can smell it. And you can taste it. And you can see it and hear it, just like your dreams. But it's not a dream. A dream is kalpana. Kalpana comes to the imaginative kanishta. I dreamed of God. I dreamed of Radha. I dreamed of Krishna. This is the imaginative neophyte. This is not spurti. This is kalpana. There's a big difference. It's fabricated in your mind. It's an image. You're good at you have good imaginative powers. You looked at coloring books for 10 days and you dreamed of Krishna. This is a dream. It's swapna, it's kalpana. It's not spurti. It's not real. Spurti is real because bhava is transcendental. Bhava is transcendental. Krishna is transcendental. You see transcendence when you have transcendental apparatus. Transcendental apparatus is a spiritualized mind. Spiritualized mind happens when it contacts Vishuddha Sattva. Vishuddha Sattva is pure bhakti. Pure bhakti is ladini and samvit. You can't see the embodiment of love without the contact of ladini. And you can't see the embodiment of the complete truth without the contact of samvit. Samvit. What does samvit mean? Complete truth. God is the absolute complete truth. So seeing God is in the mind. Vispurti, spurti. Then, because I'm only discussing this verse, the entire discussion is on this verse. I have not come off the point for one moment. So now, tyajat sakshat Krishna agata. Bhishma is not having spurti or vispurti at this moment, lying on the bed of arrows in the fulfillment of his icha mritu. He's having sakshat Krishna darshan. Because he has come, he is at the level of prema. So at the level of prema, Krishna enters the senses. He enters the mind. You see Krishna in the mind, in spurti visporti bhava bhakti. Then Krishna spiritualizes even the physical apparatus of seeing. With the material eyeball becomes spiritualized. And then the premi bhakta can see sakshat, face to face Krishna. He can touch Krishna. He can embrace Krishna, kiss Krishna, and experience it. This is the experience. This is the experience of Bhishma at the time of death. This is seeing Krishna. There's so many levels of seeing Krishna. I've been chanting 5 years. You're seeing Krishna. I never dreamed of Krishna. I never saw Krishna in my mind. I'm not seeing him. Krishna's to experience Krishna, to want to chant again, means you're seeing Krishna. Because some people, they chant, I don't find Krishna in my mind by this process. I don't feel encouragement. Encouragement is seeing Krishna. Determination is seeing Krishna. Taste, experience is seeing Krishna. Seeing Krishna means Krishna's presence and prabhava and effect in my mind and life. That's Krishna. Krishna gives you the determination. Krishna gives you the taste. Krishna gives you inner satisfaction. Krishna, this is all seeing Krishna. We say, see, I judge a thing by its results. Are you seeing results? Yes or no? Are you chanting Hare Krishna and seeing any result?
Yes.
What is that result? That result is seeing God. When you go to the guru, your own guru, when you go to your guru who gave you Siddha Pranali and say, last night I had a dream of Radha Krishna, he'll laugh. And what will he say to you? I've heard that answer directly. I heard it said to others. He laughed heartily and said, this is very nice. You're eating mangoes without planting a seed. No one laughs. He thought it was very funny. It is. Can you have a mango if you never plant a tree? Can you have see Krishna in your dreams, which is a sporty? It's not your dream. Can you see Krishna? I saw Krishna last night without bhava. You're a Kanishtha. You're a neophyte. Okay, I gave Siddha Pranali. Now you think about it and meditate it. And if you ever come to bhava bhakti and Vishuddha Sattva touches your heart, then you'll have spurti. He laughed and said, the guru of the very disciple who is saying he's having dreams of Radha and Krishna is laughing and say, you're bogus. Yes, I gave you the template of Siddha Pranali. This is your Siddha Deya. You try to think of this and you try to think maybe I can do service. But the actual reality of seeing yourself and seeing God and Leela Pravesh will never happen until bhava. This is a fact. There are different levels of seeing God. This is a very nice verse by Bhishan Dev. Tyajat, so we may not see God Sakshat today. Maybe we'll see next year or the year after. But if we're following Mahajan and we believe in Mahajan Bhishma, then the last moment, Tyajit Yante Kalevaram, we will see God. Already so many have seen, my own brothers and sisters. So they're lying at that time? What's the advantage? Political advantage to lie when you're dying? They're not even conscious. They don't even know if anyone's in the room. Ah, he's here, he's here. Who's there? Prabhupada's there? Ah, no, no. Lord Chaitanya, no, Shyam, Krishna's here. And they just die like this. This. Tyajata Sakshat Krishna Darshanam Agata. Swagatam Krishnam. Swagatam Krishnam. Swagatam Krishnam. Swagatam Krishnam. Bhishma Pitamaha Ki Jai. This is verse 24. Sadeva Devo Bhagavan Pratikshatam Kalevaram Yavad Idam Hinom Yaham Prasana Hasaruna Lochanolasana Mukham Bujo Dhyana Patashchatur Buja Narayan, Narayan. Narayan was the Ishtadeva Vishnudeva. He understood that Krishna was God, but he's a worshiper of Narayan. May my Lord, who is Chaturbhuj, four-handed, and who's beautifully decorated lotus face, his eyes are red like the rising sun, Aruna Lochana. He's smiling. May he kindly await me at that moment when I quit this material body. Bhishma Dev knew very well that Krishna is the original Narayan, Swayam Bhagavan. Yet, Vishnudev's worshipable deity was four-headed Narayan. But he knew that the four-headed Narayan was nothing but a plenary expansion of Lord Krishna. Indirectly, he desired Krishna to manifest himself in his four-headed feature of Narayan. It was certain that after leaving his body, Vishnudev was going to Vaikuntha. And he desired to see the beautiful face of the Lord. This is this series of verses. As Vishnudev is praying about, he's glorifying the Lord, and in this glorification of the Lord by Vishnudev, Pitamaha, he's revealing his particular ras, his sthayi rati, his permanent loving mood towards Vaikuntha Narayan, was one of dasya rati, servitude, or Krishna, servitude. But one of the gona ratis, or the rising moods of love that occurred in different circumstances, was vira ras. Viras means chivalry or heroism. A very heroic fighter. So he's saying that, this is 33, Tribhuvana Kamanam Tamalavarnam Ravikara Gauravara Ambaram Dadane Apura Lakka Kala Ritana Nabjam Vijaya Sake Ratirastamain Avadhyā. Sri Krishna is the intimate friend of Arjuna. Krishna has appeared on this earth in a transcendental body which resembles the bluish-black color of the tamal tree bark. Krishna's body attracts everyone in the three planetary systems. May Krishna's glittering yellow dress, Pitambara Dhoti, his lotus face covered with paintings of sandalwood pulp, be the object of my attention. May I not desire fruit of results. Yudhi turaga rajavud. No. Yudhi turaga rajo vidumra vishvak kachakulita shamavarya lankritasye. It's different. Mama nishita sharir vibhidyamana twachivilasat kavach chase to Krishna Atma. On the battlefield, the flowing hair of Krishna became covered with ashes and turned grayish color due to the dust raised by the hooves of the horses on the battlefield. They don't usually make paintings of Krishna on the Bhagavad Gita with dusty hair and mud on his face, because he hasn't started driving yet. He's just standing there with his Arjuna on his chariot. It hasn't started. When the battle begins, you don't have a battle for 18 days and get no mud on your face. It's impossible. No mud on your dhoti. What to speak of dust? It's a pretty dusty battlefield. It's North India. And he was covered with mud and dust all over his face. Because of Krishna's labor, There were beads of sweat on his face. All these decorations of sweat drops and dust in his hair and mud on his face. They were intensified by the wounds dealt by my sharp arrows. And they were enjoyed by Krishna. Let my mind thus go unto Sri Krishna. So this is the idea that Bhishma Deva is relating here. Ah, this is my Lord. He's a fighter. He's perspiring. He's sweating. I'm shooting with arrows. Ha! He's injured by my weapons. He's so beautiful. This is the Lord I worship. This is the chivalrous Ras, Vira Ras, Gonarati with the Lord, relishing fighting with God. The devotee is fighting with God, and God is relishing fighting with the devotee. How much is Krishna relishing? Vishnu Chakravarti reveals in his Tika. He was piercing the body of Krishna with his arrows. The wounds created on the body of Krishna by Bhishma Dev were as pleasing to Krishna as the biting of his fiancée in conjugal loving vilas. When his beloved consort bites his body due to a strong impulse of sex desire, such biting of the opposite sex is never taken as a sign of anger, even if there's a wound on the body. Therefore, the fighting as an exchange, the fighting as an exchange of transcendental pleasure between the Lord and his pure devotee. Should be is. Therefore, the fighting, that's amazing. That's a mistake. Therefore, the fighting is an exchange, it says as, is an exchange of transcendental pleasure between the Lord and his pure devotee. When someone is intimately connected with their wife or husband and loving dalliance, love dalliance, then sometimes the fever pitch of love goes to such a point that one lover will bite the chest or arm or whatever of the other person, and even blood may come. And they say, oh, I'm arresting you. I'm filing an FIR. Tomorrow morning I'm calling the police. I was attacked by my wife. She bit my neck, bit my chest. Put her in jail. She's armed with deadly weapons. She's scratching with her nails, bit me with her teeth. So you don't file any FIR, criminal report, against your wife. Rather, it's considered some, you're proud, actually, of those marks, or you're happy about those marks. It's not enmity or anger. It's actually a display of love, not anger or hate. Then, in the same way, this viraras is such that Krishna loves to fight. And fighting means being wounded and wounding your enemy. Fighting means blood. Fighting means sweat. Fighting means fatigue, mud, dust, all these things. So Krishna, these are all the udipans and attributes of this viraras. So Vishnu is telling that when the sharp and razor-sharp arrows of Bhishma were striking Krishna's beautiful soft chest and piercing his chest and blood was coming, Krishna was thinking, these are the love bites of my dearest. These arrows are love bites. This blood is the intense anurag of my Bhishma Dev. This is Vidura. He's relishing. A kshatriya relishes blood. This chivalry relishes defeating the enemy or being defeated. Arrow striking his chest. Ah. And kshatriyas carry a sachet around their waist and part of their battle regalia. And this sachet is different herbs. Frankincense, myrrh, there's other different herbs that preserve and heal the body. So when they get these wounds, they open this little pouch of these different herbs that are compounded by their vaidyas. Then they pull out the arrow and rips everything. And they take these herbs and they rub them in there. There's no infection and it heals nicely. And these are also pain-killing herbs. It's part of the kshatriya's regalia. You know that? They're preservative. They're healing. They're septic. They prevent infection. Or antiseptic, whatever they call it. Antiseptic. Antiseptic, excuse me. They're antiseptic means they prevent infection. And they're painkillers. All in one. So this is how intimate this verse and this pastime is showing the Gonarati, the intimate loving exchange between Bhishma and Lord Krishna, who was his master as Narayan. He worshipped Lord Narayan, appearing as Krishna. And he had this, he's relishing at this moment, and Vaikuntha is not shooting arrows at Narayan. The Kurukshetra in this Naimittic Leela, this is Naimittic Leela, occasional Leela, Nitya Leela Vishnudeva is in Vaikuntha, he's singing the glories of the Lord and serving him, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. There's no Vira Ras there. His Ras is there. His Rati is there. Dasyaras. Dasyarati Hanuman Aki. So he's Dasyarati. He's a Das, I believe, so I may be wrong. I believe that Yudhisthira is in Dasyarati with Lord Narayan. He's in Vaikuntha. It's told here in this verse. So now, in this Naimittic Leela, he gets a chance to exchange some, experience some Gonaratis in the context of his Dasyarati as a servant. Sometimes the master might say, listen, I want to fight. I want to fight. You seem like a pretty tough servant. You want to wrestle? Hey, wait a minute, you're my master. Come on, you wrestle me. So he's a servant, paid servant. He can wrestle the master. So when they're all the time he's serving, brushing shoes, cleaning pots, pans, he's a servant. One time he said, I want to wrestle with you. Why? Because the master wants to relish Vira Ras, the mood of chivalry, fighting, winning over an opponent, challenging, shouting, slapping his arms, getting hit hard in the chest, thrown on the ground. Oh, you got me down. Oh, 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 that was a good blow. Oh, that was a good kick. Okay, now I'm really getting fired up. I'm sweating, perspiring. And it's getting excited. Ah, kill, kill. Then ta, ta, ta. Then I throw you down. Ha, 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 ha. Then I jump on your chest. Ta, 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 ta. Oh, stop, stop, stop. So I beat you to a pulp. Because you're my servant. And I'm bigger. So then you love it. You love to see his blood come out of his nose and stuff. This is Viraras. Unless you're a Kshatriya, you say, ooh, Uki, I'm scared. Oh, I'm afraid. Ooh. Because you're not Kshatriya, you're Shudra. Shudras are afraid of blood. Or Brahmin, either one. Brahmin, Shudra. So Krishna's relishing Viraras with his eternal servant, Bhishma. Where? Naimittic Leela, Kurukshetra. How? Arrows of Bhishma. He's striking. You're shooting arrows in God's chest. What kind of devotee is this, man? I'm a disciple of my guru. Tom, tom, tom. You shoot 20 arrows in his chest. That's not a very good idea. You may not have any guru anymore. So it's not, don't imitate. Anusharan. But understand the Leela. Yes, you should have Viraras. You should display Viraras towards your guru. You should be very heroic, very chivalrous, and go out day and night and distribute the guru's books. That's being heroic. Sit home and eat Mahaprasad is not very heroic. You can't relish Viraras there. When you go out in the airport, we were relishing Viraras. We were fighting so many opponents, so many dirty words hurled at us, and so many interesting mantra weapons thrown at us, brahmastras and other weapons. It's all mantra weapons. Kurukshetra is all mantras. Mantra means sound vibration. Get a job, you dog, you parasite, you beggar. Who sent you out here anything? Go back to your mother. Go back to India where you belong. Who wants your useless books? You're the heathen. You're the devil. You're going to burn in hell. You're antichrist. Brainwashed. Zombie. Cult. This, that. So many things. So yeah. More, more, more. Excuse me, sir, take this book and push, slapped, kicked. Take the book in front of you, rip it up like this, right in front of you. Rip the Gita, little Gita. We had a bridge Gita, Macmillan. Rip it in half, throw it in the air. That's what I think of your book, ta. And it comes down and he steps on with his foot, ta, ta, ta. What to do? He didn't attack a devotee. And you can beat him up on the spot, then you'll get arrested. I will get arrested when I please. Then I'm in jail for 3 days. No book distribution. So you're quiet, you tolerate, you pick up the book, you touch your forehead, you keep it in your locker, you take it back to the temple. You pray to Krishna for that demoniac person. That's chivalrous action. But we just tatikshva karunika. So the arrows hit you, you tolerate. Keep fighting. You this, you that. Yeah, tone, tone, tone. These are arrows. Verbal arrows are more hurting than physical arrows. Someone shoots a verbal arrow, can pinch your mind for a month. Someone shoots an arrow, you pull it out, get healed, you still live. A wife, friend cuts you. It's a phrase in English, cut you to the quick. She cut me to the quick with her phrases. Can burn, and so you can arrow. They have poison-tipped arrows. They shoot it, burns you. Oh, it burns like anything for 24 hours. Then the poison subsides, and you survive. But if some lover burns you with her words or his words, the poison of words lasts for a long time. So that's the type of viraras of sorts. Bhishma Pitamaha ki jai. This is a nice prayer. Vijayrath Kutumba Atatotre, Dritahaya Rashmini. This is 1939. Vijayrath Kutumba Atatotre, Dritahaya Rashmini, Touch Triyek Shaniye, Bhagavati Ratir Astu Me Mamum Shor, Yam Iha Niriksha. Hata gata sarupam, hata gata sarupam, hata gata sarupam. Mahajan, Brahmachari, Nitya Brahmachari, Pitamaha, Vishnudev said, at the moment of death, it's a prayer, a sankalpa and a prayer. When I die, at that last moment, at the moment of death, let my only attraction be to Krishna, not my wife, not my husband, not my family, no relativities. I concentrate my mind upon the chariot driver of Arjuna, who stood with a whip in his right hand and a bridle rope. And a whip means to whip the animals to run faster. And a bridle rope means connecting the mouth to control them. He was very careful to give protection to Arjuna's chariot by all means. Those who saw Krishna on the battlefield attained their original forms after death. So he's saying here that Hata Gata Sarupam says it's somewhat niriksha by looking at, but then the purport you see depends on what their bhav, how they saw. And then when there's other verses, when Krishna entered Kamsa's arena, everybody saw him in a different way. A beautiful verse there. It said that Kamsa saw him as death personified. The wrestlers saw him as a thunderbolt. The Brishnis saw him as their dear relative. The Mathura Ramani said, boy, he's really beautiful. The young ladies of Mathura, when he came in a wrestling arena in Mathura, the Ranga Kshetra of Kamsa, said, wow, Krishna Bhav, they're really beautiful. So they all, the same Krishna. The Dainara's troops, they saw in different ways. And they get different destinies. The wrestlers were killed by Krishna. They went to Brahman. Like that. Prabhupada's saying here, he's saying, all the soldiers and persons on the battlefield attained their original spiritual form, like the Lord, after death, because by the causeless mercy of the Lord, they were able to see him face to face on the occasion. Prabhupada's saying that. Another place he said the demons, the Shishupal, they merged in Brahman. That's also told. They saw the spark. It's there right in the Krishna book. The Jiva Shishupal came out of his body and hovered like this and entered and mixed in the form, the Brahma Jyoti, the external Jyoti of Krishna. So there's different ideas, understanding of this. Definitely it was benedictory. But it depends on the mental position, what the destiny is, even when you see the Lord. Thereafter, the men and demigods sounded drums in the honor of Bhishmadev, and the royal, honest royal order commenced demonstration of honor and respect, and flowers fell from the sky. Bhishmadev was respected by human beings and demigods. So all these things were happening when he left his body. Demigods were rejoicing, playing kettle drums, showering flowers. But the main thing that he wanted was not all the flowers and all the respect and honor of all everyone, because he's such a great devotee and hero on the battlefield. And he had this Ichimritu. But his main glory is that he had darshan of Krishna at death, which we read. Tyajit Sakshat Krishna Darshanam Agata. Swagata Agata. So, how do we respond to all this, and how do we take it into our own lives? And what do we learn from this example of Pitamaha, the great Mahajan? Mahajan means great spiritual teacher. Once they asked Prabhupada, he said, many of us come from Krishna background, and we're very much aware of Lord Jesus, the Son of God, who is a great teacher. Can we consider Jesus a Mahajan? And Prabhupada said, yes, he's also a Mahajan. He's not one of the 12 Dvadasa Mahajans listed in Srimad Bhagavatam, but he's a Mahajan because he's representing Krishna's will and spreading pure God consciousness in his own way for a particular group of people who had a particular adhikar to understand God in a rather limited way, but in a devotional way. God is the Father. We are his children. We should serve God. It's like this. So from Bhisham Pitamaha we can pray, you saw Krishna directly when he left this world, standing by your bedside. He's lying on a bed of arrows. When we die, we may be on a bed of foam. It should be, you should be on the ground, so Bhishmadev was close to the ground. And what a more fitting way to die. What is the best bed if you're a Kshatriya? The very way he died proves his Viraras, how much of a hero he was. Kshatriyas means arrows, swords and arrows in those days. So to die in a bed of arrows is like a coward man dying on a bed of cow dung. Interesting analogy. For a Kshatriya to die in a bed of arrows is like a coward man dying on a bed of cow dung. Or like Hiranyakashipu dying on a soft bed, Kashipu. Right? So this, but generally in the Shastras it tells that when human beings are dying, they should be laid down on the earth. Should die lying down. Many people that are religious and pious, when they're about to die in a hospital bed or wherever, they say, please take me off the bed. Place me on the ground. I want to die on the ground, my head pointed north. So there's some rule. I've seen with devotees they do that in the guest house. They're dying in the guest house on a bed. And they take him, put him on the ground. Or she, whatever. So we can pray, okay, you died on a bed of flowers. I don't know what bed I'm going to die in. I'll be in a bed of roses? No, I don't know. So I pray that, you're dying on a bed of, you died on a bed of roses. I die in some other bed. Who knows? But Krishna came and you saw Krishna at the time of death. So please, you had that power. Your Ichamritu was not the desire to die at your choice, but it was your desire to see Mrityu Sarvaharascham. Mrityu Sarvaharascham. That person, God comes as death for the non-devotee atheist. So I want the original form of death, of Krishna to come. My beloved, my Ishta, Chaturbhuj Narayan. He's here as Krishna. I'm here now. Narayan's not manifest now, but Krishna is also Narayan's within him. So seeing Krishna is like seeing my Narayan. He looks so similar. So this is one asset and attainment and teaching. So we can pray this 5 days, Oh, Bhishma, please bless me. If not sooner, then later. Sooner than later. If not sooner, that I sometime within my conscious working everyday devotional life, I have darshan of Radha and Krishna, or Radha alone, or Krishna alone, or both. This would be most pleasing and satisfying and to me and would be my greatest fortune. So can you bless me with that? Because I'm trying to do something to please you. You did this vow, and you're also pleased if we follow your footsteps, Anu Sharan. We're trying. But moreover, something that's very essential and necessary for everyone, any serious yogi. If you read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita is followed by all types of yoga people, Raja Yogis, Hatha Yogis, Bhakti Yogis, Karma Yogis, Gyan Yogis, etc. And there Krishna is telling about yoga in general. If one wants to follow yoga, Raja Yoga, Hatha Yoga, etc., various forms, then he must practice Brahmacharya. Tapasa Brahmacharyena. He must follow. Without Brahmacharya, there's no yoga. There's no Gyan Yoga, no Tap Yoga, anything. This is the teaching of Gita. Very basic, primal. Basic and primal teachings. So that's the basis. That's the foundation. So now the power and strength to do it. And the ability and the blessing. So he's a great brahmachari. We're lousy brahmacharis. Lousy brahmacharinis. Prabhupada coined this term. There's no such, in Vedic society, there's no such term. But there is such a thing as a widow or unmarried woman or a celibate a lady. Widow, like this, virgin girl, Kanya. So the idea of a celibate woman is actually also there. So it's very difficult to maintain that vow in this Kali Yuga. And that's 50% of going back to Godhead from Prabhupada's viewpoint. But we must have the other two, the chant Shudanam and take Shud Prasad. Pure Krishna Prasad. And then success is guaranteed. So this is, we pray to Bhishma that, please, you know, we're pretty weak. We have no power. Please give us some strength to practice Brahmacharya for the rest. You are lifelong Brahmachari. I don't want to be a one-month Brahmachari. Okay, I'm a Brahmachari for 5 days. Bhishma Panchika. That's nice. I'm a Brahmachari for Kartik month. That's very, very nice. It's a very big bratim, very important. I'm a Brahmachari for Chaturmasya. That's also good. I'm a Brahmachari for Baromasya. Baromasya. Acha, what's Baromasya? That's 12 months a year. Well, that's the best. So that is possible. Anything's possible with mercy, with blessings. So with the blessings of Guru and God, the impossible becomes possible. Gatana agatana patiyasi shakti. Bhishma pitamaha ki jai. Mahajan Bhishma dev ki jai.